Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing about New Yorkers, they're pretty resilient. And we're seeing New Yorkers back to work, back to using their subway, just back to doing business. And they are, they're pretty resilient. I got to tell you, with September 11th and the original World Trade Center bombing and everything that's going on, I got to tell you, it's like Israelis living in Israel. You know, stuff happens and we're not going to let our lives completely stop. It's fascinating to me that New York City has one of the strictest lockdowns because, as I said, as a community, I mean, they keep going. What happened on the subway yesterday morning at about 8:24 a.m. when they were, it was rush hour, where gunmen, and they do have a person of interest we'll talk about, let off this smoke bomb and then started shooting, injuring at least 16, nobody dead, thank God. One 14-year-old child was injured. As kids, parents put their kids on the subway to go to school. That's just what you do. It's now you get around New York City. He had fled. They weren't sure if he fled into the tunnels or if he jumped on another train. But from what I understand, things are back to normal. I am hearing that there's still not as much of a police presence, which kind of makes sense, because if they had, a police or law enforcement shortage yesterday, most likely there's a law enforcement shortage still today. I mean, these departments across America have been trying to actively recruit in the midst of, the defunding the police and, issues with budgets and everything else going on. But there's been some footage showing who they believe is the suspect, a Frank James, 62 years old, who still remains at large. And even the FBI is also looking for him. And we are being told that officials are offering $50,000 to anybody who has information on this suspect. It's a nationwide manhunt. I mean, very rare to have somebody still on the loose in this day and age with cameras, with CCTV, with satellite imagery and all that. But again, the cameras weren't working yesterday. Why not? Was this a plan? Was this in the plan? Interesting, when you take a look at this, and again, he's only a suspect. I'm not saying he did it. But when you look at the suspect and what he was dressed wearing a construction jacket, hard hat, mask, he had a bag, he had a backpack, and this was moments before the attack. Now, I know anybody could get a construction vest and all that, but I mean, was he a part of the crew, and was he able to get in there and mess with the cameras? I don't know. Or was it just things aren't working? There's not enough money. And when you look at the taxes that people pay in New York City, it's kind of shocking that that would be an issue. But he's 62 years old. I think he's about 5'5", about 180 pounds. Black gentleman, 62 years old. They believe is the suspect. And I'm not sure where he is. So we're being told that authorities have asked people to share cell phone video that might help bring the manhunt to a swift conclusion, quote unquote, from New York Times. And have offered a $50,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the gunman. Now, they say previous manhunts for attackers in New York City have dragged on for days, weeks, even months. And they say at least one camera at the station failed to capture anything during the attack. According to the mayor, Mayor Adams, who is suffering from COVID and is working remotely, he had said that there was a quote-unquote malfunction. He said at least four people remained hospitalized. Several gunshot victims have been listed in critical condition. Injuries, thank God, were not life-threatening. It is amazing. It is amazing how this could have gone worse, and it didn't. But our issues with crime is I think, only the tip of the iceberg. We see it worsening. When they talk about inflation and how inflation's going up, and then we're going to be hitting a recession, they say that this is when crime starts to rise. We've been having rising crime now for a while. And with crime comes also inflation. As people have to now staff more security, as they have to lock things up in their stores so things don't get stolen, as people have to add extra staff to be able to, you know, watch for thefts and you know, protection or security, extra locks, things go up, things, you know, go higher price. And so I see this cycle where it's just going to get worse. You know, one thing that is pretty, optimistic is you really do have a strong, resilient population. You know, like we'll see a school shooting. And if a school shooting happened at my kid's school, knowing me, I would be like, you know what, I'm going to homeschool you for a while until I know that schools have control on violence. Parents are still letting their kids go back to school. In fact, we're going to talk about that. There's a demonstration right now in my neck of the woods about violence at schools. But you do have this general drive in the population to, we're going to still live. We're not going to lock it down. Whether it's COVID, whether it's crime, whether it's a dust storm. I mean, I was in my house during the dust storm, and look at how it messed me up. So, you know, sometimes it's one of those things where you're in the ocean and there's a wave, and rather than trying to run from the wave and sideswipe it, the best thing to do is head straight in, straight forward, and that causes less damage, just like with the Titanic and the iceberg. Because they tried to turn away, it scraped. If they would have hit it straight on, it might have been a different story. So maybe that's our attitude. Maybe that's what our attitude needs to be, is if you are going to be dealing with something, you hit it straight on. This running and hiding might not always work. Now, again, it might work for some. You know, somebody, you know, it looks like they're coming after you, get the hell out of there. There's a fire, get the hell out of there. But I've seen time and time again where, you know, if our approach is, let's just knock it out of the ballpark, you know? I hear I got cancer, not me personally. Rather than just, you know, sit in my room, you know, with my ice cream, I'm gonna flip and fight this sucker. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dolly here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one very startling statistic is about 10.5% of U.S. households. We're talking about, what, 38 million people are food insecure, had lack of appropriate food and nutrition. And that was in 2020. I mean, here we are in modern times still having people starving, malnourished in America. Here to join us next is Alejandra Gepp from Health Programs Director for Unidos U.S. Alejandra, thank you so much for talking to us about the hunger crisis.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Mucho gusto. So, yes, tell us, these numbers are startling. Tell us what you're seeing.
They are, and you said it very well. It's, as an immigrant myself, I can hardly believe that there are close to 40 million people in this country who day after day are suffering from food insecurity. One of the wealthiest countries around the world. There are huge disparities. We have, for example, among Latinos, Dr. Dalia, they are very hardworking individuals and families. They have two or three jobs. They just don't make enough. They are our frontline workers. They are the ones stuffing our supermarkets. They are the ones working in the farms around the country, producing or cultivating the fruits and vegetables we eat. And it is unfortunate that, as you well said it, in this day and in this very wealthy country, we have almost 40 million people who go hungry.
And you know, it's going to get worse because, like, what happened with the avian flu and chickens being cold and those eggs being destroyed, we're going to have more issues with inflation, with food shortages. You guys have your hands full. What does Unidos U.S. Do? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so the food insecurity crisis is going from bad to worse for different reasons. This is the third year of a pandemic that has disproportionately affected Latinos. We are, at Unidos U.S., the largest civil rights organization that advocates for better opportunities for Hispanics in the country, design programming and advocate also for the improvement of opportunities for Hispanics. As part of our programming, Dr. Dalia, we have the privilege in this country to have different programs that can help hardworking family to supplement their income. And one of them is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as the SNAP, or previously known as the Food Stamp Program, that is available to those who qualify to help put food on the table for themselves and their families, especially during tough times. I want to know, Dr. Dalia, that programs like SNAP are funded by our tax dollars, and therefore those who qualify and who need it should apply.
Absolutely. So, you know, SNAP is something that I think many Americans, you know, support, and we are very, very, you know, very happy that this is being funded by our tax dollars. The concern that I think a lot of people have is, does it need more? And is it not getting the attention that it needs compared to other things, you know, and, you know, because when I hear that there's, you know, so many other things that we're spending money on, I'm like, okay, well, you know, hunger in this country is rising. We have more population coming. You know, is SNAP going to eventually, you know, run out of funds? Are they going to, I mean, you know, what could we do to help ensure that the tax dollars, you know, are going more to what we think needs to be? Because, you know, what you hear some of these, you know, tax dollars going for, it's like, I'd rather feed kids. I'd rather feed, you know, and address public health from a nutrition standpoint than some of the things they're spending money on these days.
Thank you. The voice of the media, your voice, Dr. Dalia, is just so critical. We have to advocate for more funding. The Biden administration did increase the benefits for the SNAP program, and a key effort we have right now is to advocate for the reduction in barriers to access to SNAP, for example. There are almost over or around 4 million Latinos who do qualify for SNAP, but they don't know about the program, or they do not understand what SNAP does or who is it meant for. Also, there is lingering confusion, Dr. Dahlia, about the eligibility, especially among mixed status families, those that were, for example, mom and dad don't have a green card yet, but the children were born here. So there is this fear. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the prior administration infused such fear among communities in this country and others, and that a lot of damage was done. So your voice, my voice, are super important to help dispel or dispel some of the misinformation out there. And I'm here to encourage families, individuals to find out about SNAP, find out whether you qualify for the program. And I'm going to give a couple of examples. Mm-hmm. For example,
Wait a minute, Alejandra, let me reintroduce you to everybody. We're speaking to Alejandra Gebb, Health Programs Director for Unidos U.S. Go ahead. How can people find out more information on SNAP?
So for the SNAP, to see if you are eligible in your state, call 1-800-221-5609, 1-800-229-5609. Also, there are trusted messengers in communities. In Nevada, for example, there are a number of community-based organizations, your local health center, the local state department, community health workers that can provide that information. Also, you can go to the following website, www.fns.usda.gov/SNAP. And Dr. Dahlia, let me know if you want me to repeat that information in Spanish.
Oh, and also in Unidos U.S., tell people where they can find out more information on Unidos U.S.
So for those who want to go to our website, that is www.unidosusaltogether.org.
Okay, awesome. Alejandra, we really appreciate all the great work you do. I mean, you know, fighting hunger, it's on all of us, and we appreciate everything you and your team do. God bless.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, you know, this is something that we have an amazing program. We have the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. But the concern that I think a lot of us have is we increase funding. We have funding for this, but we have more and more people that are coming to the United States and more people requiring it. And I would love to feed the world. I would love to feed everybody in this country. We have homeless people that aren't eating. You know, and it takes amazing groups that are out there. But at some point, when do we realize we're at our limit? Or when do we realize that we just don't have either enough funds, or we just don't have a process that can allow us to manage this appropriately. So it's not an easy subject. And food prices are going up. More people are coming to the United States. This is going to be tough. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Person of interest in the New York subway shooting Tuesday, Frank James, is now a suspect. FBI agent Michael Driscoll.
Everyone's got a cell phone in their pocket. There's a lot of video out there. If you have digital information that you'd like to share with us in connection with this investigation, please visit FBI.gov/Brooklyn shooting where you can upload that information.
Frank James continues to be at large and was made a suspect after authorities found racist and shocking YouTube videos on his account. Also, the ATF confirmed the gun used in Tuesday morning's attack was bought by Frank James at a pawn shop in Columbus, Ohio in 2011. As promised by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, dozens of illegal immigrants were bused from Texas to Washington, D.C., where they were dropped off blocks from the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Governor Abbott insists that the federal government is failing to adequately address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio News. A dolphin turned on his trainer and thrashed her in front of a gasping crowd at the Miami Seaquarium over the weekend. Attendee Sharon Carpenter said one of the trainers was either getting hit by a dolphin or being pulled under the water. There were no serious injuries from the incident, and only the parents seemed to be kind of freaked out. Preventing condo collapses is front and center in Florida.
A new effort is underway to prevent another tragedy like last year's condo collapse in South Florida. A letter signed by the entire Florida Democratic Congressional delegation is urging Republican Governor Ron DeSantis to add condominium safety measures to the agenda when state lawmakers meet next week for a special session on redistricting. During the most recent legislative session, the Florida House and Senate failed to pass condo reform legislation. The Surfside collapse killed 98 people last June. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who is our producer. Okay, so STDs or STI, sexually transmitted illnesses, have reached pandemic proportions. We thought COVID was enough. No. We have gonorrhea. We have syphilis. We have STDs reaching all-time highs. And what's frustrating about that, to many of us medical professionals, is the number I don't even think has even hit the tip of the iceberg. Because over the past 3 years that I've been doing telemedicine, you would get calls like, yeah, I got some burning when I pee. It's a UTI. Give me an antibiotic. I'm like, well, burning when you pee could be an STI. You know, you should get this testing. You know, you've been having unprotected sex. This is a risk. No, it's just a UTI. Give me antibiotics. Or I have an itch down there. It's a yeast infection. Or I have BV. I have an odor and a discharge. So, Dr. Dahlia, give me an antibiotic. And, you know, I might be more discerning and I might be suggesting, look, you got to get this checked out. You have to. But other doctors are like, look, here's your medicine. Move on to the next patient. And so, sadly, I think we are having hundreds of thousands of STIs undiagnosed because people are going to telemedicine. And I love telemedicine. I'm a huge fan of telemedicine. But when somebody says I have a UTI and they get an antibiotic and they get sent on their way, or they go, oh, yeah, I got bronchitis, give me a Z-Pack. They get a Z-Pack and they use it to treat their chlamydia or gonorrhea because they're lying. Well, how are you controlling the spread of STIs? And maybe we just can't control it. On top of that, people's dating habits are different. You know, this idea of, well, you know, I'm only going to kiss, you know, maybe on the third date or fourth date, you know, maybe I'll let them touch a booby, you know, when we're going steady. No, people are hooking up day one. Sometimes it's not even a date. There are apps where all they have to do is just say, look, I'm willing, you're willing, where do you want to meet? It's a much different world. I mean, unless that is what happened in the olden days. You know, I just can't imagine that in the 1950s. I just can't. But I guess, yeah. So, gonorrhea and syphilis cases have surged to a 30-year high in the United States during the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. There were 678,000 infections of gonorrhea that were clocked. And those include pain with urinating, discharge from the vagina or urethra. And almost 700,000 infections were detected in 2020. That was the highest number since the 1990s, up 10% the year before. Syphilis, which has primary, secondary, tertiary, which could cause neurological infections, very serious stuff. There were at least 144,000 cases over that same period. Now, last year I spoke about how 1 in 5 Americans has an STI. 1 in 5 Americans. Now, when you think about the number of Americans out there where you have kids, where you have 80-year-olds, you start to go, dang, that means a huge population, that means it's more than 20% of the actual sexually active group. So last year I spoke about how they had seen at least 68 million cases back in 2018. Well, 68 million, right? And there's 360 million people. You could already start to see how those numbers are pretty wild. So 70 times 5 is about 350 million. That's where they get that 20% or 1 in 5 Americans have an STI. So we have a lot of work to do. So what are the STIs or the sexually transmitted illnesses that are out there? Well, you got chlamydia, which is the most common. Actually, the chlamydia, when I learned it, was the most diagnosed. But that's because HPV was not necessarily always diagnosed. HPV is actually even more common. HPV could cause cervical cancer, genital warts, anal cancer, rectal cancer. But sometimes you could have the milder versions and they're self-limited and they go away. We have vaccines for HPV with Gardasil and all that. But, you know, sadly, not a lot of people still like to get those. And it's still one of the most ubiquitous STDs out there. But human papillomavirus, I mean, that stuff could cause cancer. You got gonorrhea. Gonorrhea, everyone's like, all right, so I get the clap. It burns a little bit. I get some discharge. I take an antibiotic. Sometimes it could be disseminated. You can get joint pain. That knee pain you get, you better make sure it's not gonorrhea. Chlamydia will also give you discharge, but sometimes you just don't know. And chlamydia can also cause UTIs in men, prostatitis, epididymitis. So you might not necessarily have discharge, but your testicles might hurt. You know, or you might kind of feel achy in the groin area or between the testicles and the rectal area, that perineum area. So, you know, chlamydia is not something that should be missed. Of course, syphilis, there's genital herpes, there's hepatitis B, there's HIV, trichomoniasis. So STDs and STIs are pretty common. So, you know, I always tell people that if you have any burning when you pee, if you have any discharge, if at all you've had unprotected sex, even if you don't have symptoms, because many people have an STD with no symptoms, get yourself checked. Right? HIV. When you get HIV, you don't really know about it. You might feel like you got the flu. You might feel like you got COVID. I got some muscle aches, you know, felt a little feverish, felt a little nauseous, maybe had a little diarrhea. That could be HIV. You know, there's with syphilis, you could get a sore that doesn't hurt. You could get a rash on your palms. There's all these different symptoms that are out there that when people say, well, you know, all I have to do is look for yellow discharge. That's not the case. There are tons of symptoms. And so, you know, we really seriously urge that people get this checked out. But one of the most common symptoms is burning when you pee. And I get so frustrated that people just go, oh, no, I'm just going to go and get an antibiotic. And I get they're embarrassed. Some people might, you know, cheat on their spouse. So they don't want to have to go to the doctor. The spouse is like, where are you going? So like, oh, I think I got a UTI. It's very rare for a male to get a UTI. If a male has a UTI, we got to get a urine sample to figure out what the heck is going on. And we got to do an STI check. So with syphilis, you got primary syphilis. Syphilis scares the hell out of me. You could get this painless ulcer on the mouth, skin, the genitals. Secondary syphilis, that's where you could get fever, joint pain, feeling tired, rash on the hands. We call it the great imitator because people could feel like they have so many other illnesses, COVID, whatever, and it ends up being syphilis. Then it could go latent. And as it progresses, it could go into the final and nastiest stage, which is tertiary. Tertiary causes neurologic disability, neurosyphilis. It could also affect the heart. It's one of the oldest known STDs. Can cause ocular changes, blindness. It's not easy. So it's all about condoms and being careful. You know, we would ideally love, you know how everybody has their COVID vaccine card and vaccinated? It would be great for us to routinely get STI checks, you know? The problem is some people, like, you know, let's say you have herpes, hepatitis B, HIV, those are chronic. A lot of people don't want to always have chronic, you know, they don't want people to know about their chronic issues, and I get that. But we spend so much time on COVID, and we spend so much time trying to keep people away from other people that have COVID, that why aren't we having some sort of, you know, enthusiasm for, okay, you know what, maybe get an STI check before we have sex and hook up. 1-877-DELLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This story is sponsored by Biologic Design. For the first time, an antibody designed using artificial intelligence will enter human trials in cancer patients, leading the way for new, smarter drugs. Invented by Biologic Design, the new antibody known as AU007 is the first in a series of smart therapeutics powered by AI that has already shown complete tumor elimination in preclinical studies. Yanai Ofran, Biologic Design's founder and CEO.
Biologic Design's platform uses AI to mimic the way in which the immune system designs antibodies. It allows us to turn human antibodies into smart nanorobots. In essence, we are creating an entirely different kind of drug that has new capabilities. It's a smart antibody that adjusts its activity to what the patient needs at every point in time. Such drugs will be more efficacious and safer.
Biologic Design's novel approach was developed over the last 10 years, ushering in a new era of computationally designed smart drugs. To learn more, visit www.biologic.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So, Gilbert Gottfried has died at the age of 67. Actor, comedian, notorious for his voice. I can't, now what? You know, he would have that kind of hoarse, always yelling voice, even though that's not his voice, but that's something he had used in many of his routines. And it was so famous that when the parrot in Aladdin came out, it was like, Jafar, that you knew it was Gilbert Gottfried. And just so iconic. And sadly, he has died at the age of 67. It was rumored that he had a heart condition, and nobody had known of him having cancer, but of course people are kind of concerned that that might be something that happened. His family had posted, "We are heartbroken to announce the passing of our beloved Gilbert Gottfried after a long illness. In addition to being the most iconic voice in comedy, Gilbert was a wonderful husband, brother, friend, and father to his two young children. Although today is a sad day for us, please keep laughing as loud as possible in Gilbert's honor." And, I mean, he was a multi-generational favorite. Everybody knows him. My kids knew him. I mean, when I told my kids, they're like, no, you know, multiple. I think he also did the Aflac, you know, voice as well. I can't do his voice. But, gosh, he must have gone hoarse from that. So, you know, we'll keep you posted. But very fascinatingly, I had posted a picture of, he had one of his recent posts before he died, may rest in peace, was a picture of him, Louis Anderson, and Bob Saget, all of whom died recently. So when you see these three comedians who look pretty healthy, I mean, look like they still have multiple decades left of their lives, it was kind of shocking. And it was really solemn. But fascinatingly, there were critics. And people have been criticizing some of the humor that Bob Saget would do, that Gilbert Gottfried would do, talking about how dirty and filthy some of the humor was. And one of you had, over the break, said, you know, look, the reason why STDs are high is we have such a what's the term they used? I can't look it up right now because I have this other page up. But it's nation, let's just say. You know, that you know, sex isn't everything. Well, I visited Pompeii when I was in Italy, and sex was just as important to that community as it is our community. In fact, if you ever visit Pompeii, it's fascinating. But a big part of the tour concentrates on their red light district that they had. And there were actually, within the walls, or molded onto the walls, phalluses or penises to point people to where the red light district was, where there were prostitutes and et cetera. There was even a menu that was still able to be seen roughly of what you can sort of, you know, speak order. And it was, a pretty big part of that community. I mean, we don't do that now. I mean, Amsterdam has a red light district, which is fascinating. It was a lot smaller than I expected. And yes, there are areas in town where if you want sex, you could go. But I don't think sex is any more important to us now than it was. But yes, I think we have, you know, sexualized things. But when a comedian has a dirty routine, like, I don't know if you saw Gilbert Gottfried's roast of Hugh Hefner. I think this was back in 2005. And he told what some people say was the most disgusting joke ever to be told. You know, comedians have a role. And I know people don't respect a comedian's role. You know, they think stand-up comics and, you know, are people that can't find jobs and they just stand there and make jokes and they aren't as respected. But comedians have a very significant role. And the reason why I'm a fan of a lot of comedy, even if the joke isn't funny, is because I love how they take a concept and they make fun of it. They make light of something. Or what they do is they look at it at an angle where we all have kind of looked at things, but we haven't had the guts to say it. And they get up there and have the guts to say it. Now, Chris Rock, I don't think he knew Jada Pinkett Smith had alopecia, but he made a joke about how, you know, he'd love to see her in G.I. Jane. She had a shaved head. She was in green. Beautiful woman. And I don't think he knew. Most of us didn't know she had alopecia, which was a condition where she was losing part of her hair. But it was enough for Will Smith, after he laughed, to look at his wife. His wife looked upset, and then he goes and he punches Chris Rock. Comedy took a very, very different turn after that, even though the average comic is not going to get punched. But the idea that comics can be at risk of abuse or assault because they are, you know, making light of something that other people don't have the guts to do, to me is very, very concerning. You know, I watch these little cartoons. I look at these little cartoons that people make. I've been looking at these for years, where during politics, there would be a cartoonist, you know, during politics, I mean, throughout politics and throughout years, a cartoonist will make a little caricature, and it'll capture what a lot of people are thinking is going on with, you know, world events. So, for example, last month there was a cartoon of Biden and Putin playing a game. Putin was playing chess and looking pretty, aware and shrewd. And Biden was wearing a mask playing checkers. Now, I understand that doesn't necessarily depict, you know, a foreign policy as of last month, but it was a display of somebody's take on what could be going on with foreign policy. And yes, there was some humor to it, but it takes guts. It takes a lot of guts. And we saw what happened in France, where multiple people who worked at a news outlet that published political cartoons were murdered, were shot. It takes a lot of guts. So, you know, comedians have a job. They have among themselves a need to compete. And yes, sometimes things are just too dirty. Sometimes things just get... Wasn't it Bill Cosby that asked Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy to clean up the act? I forget. Something happened in the 80s where, yeah, you know, comedians like, does it have to be that dirty? Does it have to be? But that's what some people want. Some people want to, you know, hear the jokes that really, really push the envelope. You know, they want to laugh like they've never laughed before. In fact, when Gilbert Gottfried was doing the dirtiest joke ever to be done, and I can't say it on air, Rob Schneider, also a well-known comedian, was on the floor laughing. I mean, it was, you know, because a joke is not only about the content, but also about the delivery. And so, you know, I get a lot of people aren't fans of many of the comedians that have passed, but I respect what they do because it takes a lot of guts to get out there on stage to say things that the average person wouldn't say, put them at risk of getting punched, getting assaulted, getting criticized, getting now canceled. And I really fear that comedy is going to go away because people are going to say it's not worth the risk. It's not worth getting canceled. It's not worth, if you can't, you know, talk about things and you know, do it under, I guess then it's just going to be about news. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.